Right, last week we started a new topic called The Power of Christmas. Okay, so this week we're doing the second one, The Power of Christmas 2. So a quick recap. Last week we said Christmas is not just merry, it is mighty, it's power-packed. And we looked at the meaning of Jehovah Elohim, which means the God of power and might. And we also said last week that if we reject hope, then we reject God, but also vice versa. If we reject God, we are rejecting hope. And we ended by saying, don't be hopeless this Christmas, right? This week, I want to talk about the relationship that God wants to have with us and the power that is in that relationship. You know, if we had a relationship with someone famous, we might think we were fairly important. You know, imagine if we were best friends with royalty, Kate and William invite us over for afternoon tea, you know, we'd be there with the new hat on and everything, nothing would stop us. Or Taylor Swift sends us front row tickets for our latest concert, and we could either go or sell them for a fortune on the black market, you know. The Prime Minister phones you up and asks for advice. Now, there's a thought, you know. There might be a slight improvement if that happened. These would all be fairly impressive relationships, and we could do some serious name-dropping with those, wouldn't we? Oh, by the way, the Prime Minister just called me, you know. I'm going for tea with William and Kate. We could do some serious name-dropping. Well, here's something that we could name-drop about. The Almighty God, the creator of the universe, wants a relationship with you. That is some serious name-dropping right there. It's a fairly important relationship, and it's packed with power. You know, with God, our life is powerful, but without him, it's powerless. There's not any power in it if we don't have God. Last week, we said Jehovah Elohim meant the God of power and might. And perhaps we should do a bit more name-dropping where God is concerned, because my daddy is the God of power and might. That's who my Father in heaven is. Almighty God, all-powerful, the great I am, a miracle-working God is our heavenly dad. You drop that into a few conversations and let's see the results that we get. So how do we know that a powerful God wants a relationship with us? Well, let's do a little rewind 2,000 years. And there's a little scripture in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. And it says this: Behold, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. It doesn't mean God far away on a cloud somewhere. It doesn't mean God who's got headphones on and he's so deaf he can't hear the cry of our heart and he can't hear us when we're crying out to him. It means God with us. So this is about Mary, a young girl who was only about 15 years of age, experts believe. And she would have been out in the field sowing seeds, reaping the crop. She would have been going around the house doing all the chores that were expected of her as a young woman. An ordinary, ordinary girl from a very poor family in a poor town in the middle of Israel. And yet she conceived God's gift to the world. How would that look on your CV? Can make a mean goat's cheese? Can trample the red grapes and make a really nice red Israeli wine. Oh yes, and gave birth to the Saviour of the world. That looked pretty good on her CV. But Mary was not anybody rich or important by earthly standards. She was extra, extra ordinary. So we don't have to be someone rich or famous or important for God to have good things for us. And for God to want a relationship with us. Because we are all important to God. A young girl received a miracle because she believed God wanted a relationship with her. So here's a newsflash. He wants one with us too. So turn to someone today and say, God wants a relationship with you. And he does. And this scripture also says that his name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. So do we believe that God is with us? that he wants to walk and talk and relate to us every day of our lives. God sent us the most amazing gift of his Son to prove his love for us. I want us to note this, that love came down at Christmas 2,000 years ago in the form of Jesus Christ, and it has never left. He is still here today by the power of his Holy Spirit. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will be that fourth figure in the fire as we walk through the flames. He'll be the other person in the middle of the storm holding our hand. Why? Why did God send his love in the form of his Son? Because he longed to be with us. He'd planned it for decades. He'd planned it for centuries. For centuries he'd planned to be with us. He wanted a relationship with us. Almighty God longed to have a living, breathing relationship with you and with me. So here's a challenge. Who's up for a challenge this week? Here is a challenge. Repeat over and over for the rest of this year, if it takes it, God is with me. God is with me. Repeat it for the rest of this year and repeat it for all of next year. In fact, repeat it until you see your life change. Repeat it until we start to believe it. God is with us. Because if we're honest, there are still days when we don't believe that. We think, am I going through this on my own? Where is God in the middle of all this? There are still some days when we struggle to feel that God is with us. But the reality is, he is standing right beside you. Folks, it's time to stop relying on our feelings. You know, we might not feel God is here. I feel down today. I don't feel like going to church. You know, I feel everything's falling apart. But if we rely on the truth, instead of relying on our feelings, we will get up and look in the mirror and we'll go, God is with you. God is with you. Stop relying on how we feel. He is Emmanuel and he is still with us. Today I want us to get a revelation of that fact, that God is with us. He's in every detail of our lives. He sees it all, he hears it all, and he knows it all. Where we go, he goes. What we see, he sees. What we're watching on the TV, Jesus is sitting beside you on the couch watching it too. So maybe we need to think about what we're watching on the TV. Think about what movie we're going to tune into, because God is there with you in the middle of all of that. He's with us in the good times and he's with us in the bad. He's with us when we're laughing and he's with us when we're crying. God is with us in every hope and every disappointment. Driving to work, he is God with us. In the doctor's surgery, he is God with us. Everywhere. Everywhere we go. As sure as 2 and 2 makes 4, God is with us. Let's look at Psalm 139 and verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How beautiful is that? How amazing is the word of God? God is with us. Even before we were born, he was there. He's in everything. Basically, this is saying God is everywhere. He is in the north, the south, the east, and the west of our lives. Verse 10 says, his right hand holds us fast. Folks, he has a tight grip of us. I want to share a little story. I require one little assistant to come and join me. I shared this little story years ago. We were in Singapore. My oldest daughter was only 7. So we're in Singapore, and it happened to be Hogmanay. And so we decided, since it was a special day and it was Hogmanay, we'd allow her to stay up. And so we were downstairs while the struck midnight and all the little bits of ticker tape came down, and it was lovely, a little Christmas tree in the reception of the hotel. We thought, that's it, we're shattered, we're wrecked, even if you're not, we're going to bed. So we get in the lift, and I think we're on floor 20. And a man got in the lift with us. So he's just standing right in front of us. You know, you've got your child in the middle and we're at the back and he's at the front. And the lift went up. And clearly he was getting out at a different floor to us. So the lift doors open and he walked out and our daughter just followed him. She just walked right out of the lift and the door shut behind her. Well, my heart was already thrown up on the floor of the lift. I could hear her crying through the lift shaft as the lift went up, and I'm screaming down, don't move, we're coming back to get you. Just stay where you are. So up we went to the 20th floor, and I was like, what floor was she on? Trying to remember, we're pressing all these buttons. And finally, the lift came down, it opens up at the right floor, and our daughter's just standing there, the wee soul, with tears going down her face. And the man that had got out, he'd come back to make sure she was okay. But see, after that, on the holidays, so she got on the lift. So fast forward a few years later, and we're in London with two girls. Okay, so we're in London, so I now travel through the crowd with my children like this. So we're going on this train, okay? So we're all going on the train together, and when the doors of the tube open, we're all getting off together. No one's going anywhere that we are not going together. And if it's the two of them, I had them like this, right? We're in London, and we're all going together, okay? I had my girls in a vice grip. There's no way one of them was getting out of the lift without me. There's no way one of them was getting off a tube train in London without me. I had them by the hand and in a lock, a deadlock, whatever you call it in wrestling. I had them round the neck, you know, and I was not letting go. I was big daddy. You heard a big daddy. I was a big mummy, and I had them in this vice. You know, and God says there in verse 10, His right hand holds you fast. His right hand holds you fast. You're not getting out of any lift on any floor that he does not want you to get out of. You're not getting out onto the wrong train, onto the wrong platform. He has got us by the hand. He has got us in such a grip. He is never going to let go. All the days of our lives. Even when your eyes were being formed, you knew they were going to be brown, or they're going to be green, or they're going to be blue. He knew. He knew everything while we were being formed, and he had a tight grip. I was attached to my children before that event, but after that event, in any crowded area, I am so attached to them. So attached. You know, we're hanging off each other's backpacks, so no one gets in and out of anything without the rest of the family. He was even there when we're formed in our mother's womb. Wherever we go, God is there. We cannot escape from his presence. We just can't get away from it. God is with us at the start of our life, and he's God with us at the end and everything in between. He's just there. We're surrounded by God. We're filled with his presence from the minute we ask him in. He's not just beside us. He's in us. God by his Spirit is with us right now in this room. Why? Why is he with us? How? By the power of his Holy Spirit. But why? Because he wants a relationship with us. But here is the question. Do you want one with him? Do you want him to hold you by the hand? Do you want him to get you in a headlock? You know? So that you don't get off at the wrong station and you don't get out too soon. And you stay with him to the end of the track. That's what God wants with us, but we need to want that with him. If we truly want a relationship with him, we must believe he's Emmanuel, God with us. Let's go back to Mary. God planned something amazing in Mary's life. A miracle was about to happen, but Mary had to get ready to receive it. And that meant she had to believe for it. If we have something amazing that we want to happen in our lives, we have to believe God for it too. Believing comes first. Mary had to believe God cared about every detail of her life. Even when she's in poverty and she's making the goat's cheese and she's out there sowing the seeds and doing everything her parents told her to do, every detail of her life, she needed to believe God had something more for her. He hadn't forgotten her. He had a miracle up his sleeve, but she had to believe God was with her. God's got a miracle up his sleeve. If you don't go home with anything else today, go home with the fact that God has got a miracle up his sleeve for you. In your life, wherever we're at, he can do what it is we need him to do. I want us to note this as well. Everything that was with God was now with Mary, because he was Emmanuel, God with us. Everything with God was with Mary. All of his love was with Mary. All of his miracle-working power was with her. When we ask Jesus into our heart, he comes by the power of his Holy Spirit to live in us. Now, everything that is with God is with us. Wow. My boots just flew off my feet. Hang on to them, nice boots. Hang on to your boots. Hang on to your socks today, because they might just come shooting off your feet at the amazing things in God's word. Everything with God is with us. It came down at Christmas and it's never left. So here's a revelation for us today. A miracle starts by believing God is with us in the circumstances, in the situation. He's with us every minute of the day. He's with us with every breath we take. He's with us in the good times and he's with us in the bad. If we go back to that scripture, verse 7 said, in the depths, you are there. Even if we're in the depths this Christmas, even if things have just all turned pear-shaped overnight, God is with us. He's the only one that can get us out. Even if you imagine the deepest pit, you know, the deepest animal trap that's ever been built to catch the biggest rhino that ever lived, you know, out there in Africa. And we've got this massive big pit, and we have fallen into that pit, and we think there's no way out. Just keep looking, because in the corner there will be a ladder, and it's got the name of Jesus written all over it, and you can get out of any pit with Jesus. You won't get out of it without him, but he is our ladder in life. He's our safety net to stop us falling, and we can get out of that with him. So a miracle starts with believing God's with us. So even if we're in the depths, God is there. So here's a question for us. Is something lacking in our relationship with God? Then perhaps we have stopped believing God is with us. It's easy done. We must believe God's love and power are here right now. Why? Because they are. Why? Because believing anything else is listening to a lie. He's here right now with good things and only good things. God's not far away. He's close. How close? How close is he? Do you want to know how close he is today? He's Emmanuel, God with us. That's how close he is. Hand in glove, shadow. You know, don't get any closer than your hand in a glove. You don't get any closer than your shadow. You cannot be detached from your shadow. Well, he is shadowing you around in your life. That's how close he is. God's not far away. He can't get any closer, but we need to believe it. Turn to someone today and say, God is with you. Whatever your need is, start to believe God can meet it. Whether it's health or wealth or family situations, start believing God is with you in the middle of the circumstances. Philippians 4:19 says this, God will supply all your needs according to his riches. But we're so busy focusing on all our needs, we forget about all his riches. So take our focus off all the needs we have and put our focus on the God who will never leave us or forsake us, who's got us in a headlock, who's got us by the hand and will never, ever let us go, who will not let us get out the lift on the wrong floor. Stop speaking what we see, stop speaking the need, and start speaking what we'd like to see. I'm speaking God's peace into this situation, which quite frankly is a mess. I'm speaking God's joy into this situation. I'm calling down the presence of God into my family or my work situation or whatever it is. We need to start speaking what we want to see. Here's another revelation. Our words prove whether we believe something or not. Because if we believe it, then that's how we'll be speaking. And if we don't believe it, we'll be going, oh, poor me, this has never changed. The circumstances will never get any better. I will never get out of this pit. And so our words prove whether we believe God's with us or not. So are we speaking as if God is with us or as if he has deserted us? How are we speaking in our lives? He has gifts for every single one of us. But we have to be ready to receive them. And that starts off with what's coming out of our mouth and the turmoil we are allowed to go around in our head. So here's a challenge for the new year. Get yourself ready to receive what God's got for you. Change your thinking if needed. Change your words if needed. Start worshiping him as a faithful God. Think about this. When God says he loves us, what is our response? Do we believe it? Every day or only some days? When God says he's with us, Emmanuel, what's our response? Do we believe it every day or just some days, just most days, but not every day? Or do we say, no, God's far away. He doesn't know my situation or the pain I'm in, but I'll survive. Folks, we're not meant to just survive. We're meant to be victorious. That would be settling for second best. That would be believing a lie. Don't listen to the lies. Be like Mary. Believe God, and you can birth your miracle. Start believing God has a gift to give you and to give me. Here's another revelation today. We need to line up our thoughts with our miracle. We need to line up our words with our miracle. Don't line them up with the circumstances. Don't line them up with a lie from the enemy or someone else who's spoken negatively over our lives, but line our words up with the truth of God and with everything that God's got for us. How did Mary conceive her miracle? She believed God. She lined up her thoughts and she lined up her words with what the angel said, and she said, let it be done unto me as you have said. So likewise, we must believe it to conceive it. Only then will we see the miracle that we need. You know, God loves us so much, he wants to plant something amazing in each one of us. Mary was expecting something in God. She was pregnant in God. So here's another question. What are we expecting? Are we expecting something good? Are we really believing for it? What heart's desire do we want to give birth to this new year? Then we need to start to believe God that he's got that for us and start to speak out what we want to see. Start to believe he is God with us right now. He is still Emmanuel. He is still the God of power and might, and he's my daddy. He's my shadow. He's my protection that I can put my hand in his glove. He's everything that we need him to be. He knows what we're believing for and what we're not. He knows the negatives that we're speaking that will rip up any seeds that we've planted. God knows when we're still trusting and when we've given up. The minute we give up, God's hands are tied. Very little he can do to help once we've given up. And none of us want that because it's powerless. Absolutely powerless. Now, just in closing, most of you will know this little saying. Two men looked through prison bars. One saw mud, the other stars. What are we looking at? What are we believing for? Are we believing for the mud or the stars? You might look at it and say, well, Sandra, at the moment I've got mud. Well, don't believe for more mud. Look up. Look up to the Emmanuel who's with us and start believing for the stars. Reach for the stars. I'll break into song in a minute. You know? So here's my last revelation. Our attitude determines our miracle. Mary believed it, conceived it, and gave birth to it. If we need to conceive a miracle, it starts with believing God is with us this season. He's with us every minute of the day because he's Emmanuel. That is his name. The power of God himself came down just to be with us. And if we can grasp that, our life can explode with God's power too. Just believing God is with us will release power this Christmas.